Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 84 for June 6th, 2010. Waffles. It's time for Munchcast!
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! Waffles!
I won't show you the very disturbing video that goes along with this. It involves a dancing waffle dressed strangely like Mr. Peanut. It's Albino Black Sheep. Do you like waffles? And it's time for Munchcast, the show that some call the best food show in America.
I think that all podcast award shows agree that it's the best one.
According to every podcast award show, we are the best food and drink podcast in the world. Hello, yeah. Cammie Blackstone.
Hello, Leo. I am so excited because guess what? There's
what?
A new craze happening here in the Bay Area, and I believe it's probably nationwide, having to do with waffles.
Now, see, everybody loves waffles. They're everybody's favorite comfort food. They're crispy on the outside, chewy in the middle, delicious, light, fluffy. They're
nooks
like pancakes that came from heaven.
Right, but with little nooks and crannies to catch all that extra butter and syrup.
So, are waffles related to pancakes?
Well, sure, you can use, if you're just sort of like, with the bag of Krusty's mix, you can use Krusty's mix for waffles or pancakes. But, if you're to do the good kind of waffle.
Yeah, no Krusty's. No.
Yeah.
Because Krusty's is really, you don't want a one size fits all batter.
Right. But, how many food items do you know that get like a whole restaurant? There's not many. Like IHOP, House of Pancakes, Waffle House is a restaurant devoted entirely to waffles.
Do they have waffle desserts, waffle entrees?
Waffle everything.
Waffles not just for breakfast anymore.
No. And you can, Waffle House does have a great website, wafflehouse.com. And you can kind of dig all their waffles. Unfortunately, they don't have Waffle Houses nearby to us here in California, but they do have them, just east of the Mississippi.
It does sound like something you might find in Alabama.
Yeah.
Or somewhere like that.
They have them in Arizona and all over Texas.
Yeah, it's a southern thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Well, I'm excited to say that just the other day, I was walking down Market Street in San Francisco, and there's a great place called Show Dogs that has hot dogs, all different kinds of sausages. And they now have a waffle stand, and there's a guy that sits there with two of these giant, like medieval torture device looking things, but they're waffle irons, and he makes sugar waffles. And they are to die for. They are so tasty and so delicious and light and fluffy and crispy and sugary all in one. And people just buy them like as a to-go snack. And apparently the guy has a truck that he parks at the Marin, I guess it's in San Rafael at their farmer's market. And he's got a waffle truck he drives all over the place and sells these waffles.
So I'm looking at the San Francisco Food and Dining website. And it looks like they've got a Google map where you can find him right next to Show Dogs, but then he's moving around.
Yeah, he's mobile. He's one of these street food guys who drives around just selling waffles.
His waffles look good. You know what I like about his waffles? I'm looking at the picture right now. They're not perfect.
Yeah, well, each one is made, individually. They're like a snowflake.
Each waffle is unique. Mm-hmm. See, when I make waffles, and I went out and I bought, I think probably from somewhere fancy like Williams-Sonoma, a special Belgian waffler that has, it's got a press, a round press. So when you pour the batter in, if you fill the thing, it's perfect. And then it flips itself over. So you just, and then turn it over.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. So each side is perfectly crispified.
I don't know why, because the thing is there's heat on both sides. So I'm not sure.
But maybe that's just for fun.
It's for gravity or something. But anyway, but those waffles are perfect. But this guy's, I don't know, they look better.
Well, he uses this very special kind of batter, which I want to thank Jackie, a Munchcast listener, who let me know about this. She's the one who let me know about the fact that he sells them in Marin. but he gets his batter from Belgium, direct from Belgium.
What?
So good.b.
Wait a minute. Is it wet waffle or is it dry mix? Is he importing
wet? He uses batter. Well, look it up. Let's go to sogood.b, which makes
S-O-G-O-O-D.b.
Yeah.
Because B is Belgium. Jackie, this must be Jackie Freeman. She's a foodie. She loves this show.
That must be her.
She's a foodie. She wants to do a deli show with you. She was on with Dr. Mom.
Oh, yeah,
we did
the Jewish.
Jackie.
Okay.
So I think she wants to do a deli show with you. We got to do a deli show. So Good Belgian waffles. Bienvenue sur le site de So Good. Choisissez votre langue. Merci de votre visite. So Good, heat ul welcome.
Look at that. Mm.
See, not perfect again. And that's why these are not. So let me go to the English page and see what you can. So you can order waffle dough. Oh, look, it is wet waffle dough. It comes in a package in individual containers like egg cartons.
Oh, like Batter Blaster.
Our waffle dough is packed and delivered in boxes containing 130 single doses. I think it's appropriate that you should say they're coming doses.
Because then you can overdose on waffles.
You sure can. So, wow. So this is interesting. They don't send you a dry package that you add water. They actually send you completed dough. And this is what he's using.
Well, that's good for those of us who have measurement problems.
Well, he's using it, so it must be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you had them?
These are the ones that I got at Next Door to Show Dogs, the little new waffle stand that's been open a couple of weeks.
I have to make a trip to Marin. I'll be back in an hour.
Well, why do you have Jackie? Just see, you know, she says she goes there all the time, and then they, you know, put a dollop of Nutella.
She brings us food anyway. She's brought us all sorts of great treats. Next time, waffles, Jackie. But you know, I bet you have to eat them right there where they're hot, crisp. You know,
it's like a churro.
Yeah,
you
soggy.
You don't want to have cold. You know.
Yeah.
Greasy. No, but definitely when it's piping hot,
looks good.
Off the iron.
Looks Woo! Really, really good. You know, it makes me want to sing a song about waffles.
Would you?
Delicious waffles. Yum.
Delicious waffles.
This is dark. This is like waffles in hell. In fact, that's the illustration. What is this? Is this
something very dark?
Satanic zombie waffles? See, even death metal rockers love waffles.
I just want to say, I think that's the first time in a death metal rocker song I've heard the word dollop. Rarely do you hear the word dollop.
They must be posers. If they're using the word dollop, they are posers.
Oh, dollop. That is a good, that is dollop. Rich. I'm going to bring that in dollop. To my regular rotation.
More dollops. So now, even Rhett and Link do waffles.
Well, now, Rhett and Link, they paid homage to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Is this famous? It sounds famous.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that in L.A.? Where is that?
They're in L.A. And but it's a craze that actually started in New York.
So here they go, Rhett and Link. They're driving up in their Alka-Seltzer mobile.
You wanna get something to eat? Yeah, that would be sweet. What do you feel like? Fried chicken, what you feel like? A waffle. I'll drop you off here and you can walk to the chicken place.
Or you could eat a waffle with the rest of the human race for breakfast. Are you sure you want a waffle?
Are you sure you want some chicken?
Yes.
Well, I want a waffle.
And I want some chicken thighs. Maybe we could find a place for us to compromise. Let's go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. We want a whole plate to be brown. Cause chicken is brown and waffles are brown. Well, yellow is brown. At Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, a fork full of waffles helps the fried chicken go down.
Now, do you get both on the same plate?
Yes, you do. Like yes, you do. Now, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is the famous one.
Yeah.
It was featured, actually, it's been in, like, movies and stuff, and as a matter of fact...
So I'm looking now. So he's got, it looks like, I don't understand. So there's maple syrup involved?
Yeah.
And fried chicken.
Some places, you know, like when we went yesterday, we to it as research for this show.
Oh,
I
did
took
you?
My family.
Oh, you're so smart.
To Frisco Fried. Frisco
so same
Fried.
Idea, chicken and waffles?
We had chicken and waffles. And at Roscoe's and at Frisco Fried, they serve you waffles like with a big, large dollop of butter and syrup and then chicken, fried chicken right next to it.
You know, maple, I always thought, and I thought maybe I was a maverick, that maple syrup and fried chicken would go well together.
Oh, my God. So good. Look at that.
Ooh, that does look good. That does look good.
So I guess that this trend started in the East Coast, on the East Coast, during
sure.
the jazz era.
Where everybody's really fat.
Well, it was because, like, jazz cats would be jamming to the wee hours. And when they were done, they would go out to eat. And some of them had been, you know, playing jazz music since, you know, the afternoon. So they had never had dinner. And then some of them had dinner and then went out and jammed. And they wanted breakfast. So the places just started having both chicken and waffles.
You know, in our chat room, Chris S1563 has a brilliant idea. Maybe KFC... could come out with a boneless breast between two slices of waffles.
That is genius.
Genius! Brilliant!
Oh my God. Okay, let's patent that somehow so that when the Colonel rips off that idea.
Why hasn't KFC done waffles? I mean, it seems not unnatural.
It is a natural. I do know that KC, not KFC, KC Drive-In in Honolulu used to have what's called the waffle dog. And that was, they had these waffle, it was like a corn dog, but it was a hot dog inside a waffle.
Here, is this Roscoe?
That's Roscoe, yeah. Just like you see it on the TV. Come on,
all you homeboys. Yeah. I gotta say.
This is from the movie Tapeheads.
Very bad place for a diet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go to a chicken and waffle place to lose weight.
No.
Waffles and fried chicken. Wow. It does make me hungry, though.
Well, I'll tell you that a lot of these places, because they're soul food restaurants, most of them serve chicken waffles.
Yeah.
But they'll have, like, collard greens. You know, you can
well, there's some healthy stuff.
Throw in some. Oh, low, geez, look
Your
at that.
Your whole plate is brown.
That's right. That is right.
Oh, man. Now, I would imagine that in San Francisco Bay Area, we would have organic chicken and waffles.
I've yet to find organic chicken and waffles, but I will say that Frisco Fried, they do use the good kind of oil instead of the bad kind of oil when they're deep fat frying your chicken.
At least they use the good kind of oil.
Yeah.
Now, here's you mentioned that Larry King and Snoop Dogg visited Roscoe.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Here's a little clip from that momentous occasion.
That's what I'm saying. This is the only restaurant where you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at the same time, lad. You feel what I'm saying? I say you're working over there. Work that out, man.
Chicken's fantastic.
Work that out. They got that seasoning sauce. See, that ain't that shake and bake. It works. You like that?
Gotta go to work. I'll see you Monday.
Look at how much he leaves.
He leaves, like, almost all of it, but that's why Larry is so thin.
Can you put all this in, like, a doggy bag?
Snoop
left
doggy
so fast,
bag.
And I want to eat his and mine. You know, we don't want to waste this good food.
No problem. I'll get your doggy bag right
now. Do that, man. Appreciate that. See how Larry do me? He roll out like that, so I got to get the doggy bag and do it like that. I'm going to pack us a little lunch, Larry, so next time I see you, we'll be on point like Stacey Adams. So quick. Roscoe's, y'all. Big Snoop Dogg. We'll be back after these messages.
Is that his show? Does he Snoop have a show?
I don't know. It's
he's doing like
I just think they hang out.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe they hang.
Maybe. Uh-oh. Get the dog out. Okay. Sorry about that.
He heard there was waffles. He heard there was waffles to be had.
Yeah, Jiminy Christmas.
Now, does the Waffle House have fried chicken?
No, well, you know, the Waffle House might have fried chicken, but they don't serve the chicken and waffles combo, which is so famous at, you know who has a great chicken and waffles place that we have to go to?
Where? What?
Gladys Knight.
And the Pips?
Well, she has it with one of the Winans, one of the gospel singers, and I have the link there for you, but it's, they've got some groovy souvenirs with chicken, Gladys Knight's chicken and waffles.
Gladys Knight's chicken and waffles. I'm looking for it here. I got Gussie's. That's not it, right?
Okay, right below
Here it is. Gladys Knight's and Ron Winans chicken and waffles. And where is that? In Atlanta and Lithonia.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, and they also have curbside. You call ahead, you pull into curbside parking, you drive home happy.
There you go.
Here's the round trip ticket. $11.99.
See, but anytime a celebrity has a restaurant, I really want to go. I really, you know.
Here's the new menu. Collard greens, macaroni and cheese, braised oxtails, vegetable lasagna, and corn muffins. I'm not sure that sounds really good.
Corn muffins, collard greens,
wait
come
a minute.
On.
And now to wash it down, a little white wine sangria. Oh, God.
White wine sangria. Ooh,
oh,
Gladys.
Oh, God, Gladys. Please tell me it ain't so. Or mimosas starting at 4:30 p.m.
Wait, mimosas starting at 4:30?
You don't serve the mimosa before 4:30, dear. That's just a dot done.
And a mimosa is a brunch drink.
I guess so. You can get the sangria as early as 3.
Well, wow. I guess they serve no wine before it's time.
Father's Day's coming up. I bet Dad would like a trip to Gladys and Ron's.
I'm sure.
Chicken and waffles. Their chicken actually looks better.
Well, yeah, maybe better than Roscoe's. But I got to say, Leo, next time, if you happen to go to a 49er game or for whatever reason you're in the Bayview area near Candlestick Park,
yeah,
you need to go down 3rd Street, go to Frisco Fried.
Okay, you got it. What can I expect there?
Well, they have fried crab and they have fried fish, but mostly they have chicken and waffles. And my son Henry really wanted to tell you. Henry, come over here if you want to say your chicken and waffles thing. You got to do it now or forever. Okay, he changed his mind.
I never said anything.
I didn't say that, Mom. I didn't say I was going to say anything. I didn't. I really didn't. Here's Frisco Fried.
Order of it. And then they also give you, you can qualify for tenant improvements.
Oh, he's talking about the financing.
Entrepreneurship. Financing?
Because it was part of this like revitalization of 3rd Street. But it's really great inside. And it's like all Giants orange and black as sort of a
nod. Yeah, because it's near Candlestick, which isn't there
anymore.
But,
I mean, the Giants are there,
but the Giants aren't.
Right. But the Niners are there.
Right.
And so you can go check that out. But I did want to tell you about Casey Drive-In Waffle Dogs because the waffle dog was such a big part of growing up in Honolulu, and they still are available if you want to like do a fundraiser or something. They don't have a brick and mortar place, but look at that scary icon.
That's
inside that waffle is a
dog. Is
a dog?
Really?
There's a dog inside.
Really?
And they would make each one to order. So if you want a ketchup on it, they would put the ketchup inside the waffle. Now, I did do a little investigating, wondering like if you can open a franchise, and you can't. But you can make your own waffle dogs at home.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
But it's like a $600 appliance you have to buy to make waffle dogs.
Cheaper to get a franchise. Is this the crepe on a stick or waffle dog maker?
Yeah. And one of them said it's a waffle dogger and fudge puppy maker. So at least they're versatile.
Wow. So this is obviously industrial grade here. Crepe on a stick. It's from Kegworks.
What a great wedding gift, though.
$354. You'd be, you know, this would be somebody you care a lot about. And when they ask you, what the hell is this? Because if you look at it, it's not immediately obvious. It looks like a waffle maker, but it looks like a waffle maker that makes, like, hot dog-shaped waffles. It's just bizarre. And there's 10...
Long Rapunzel hair, you could put your hair in there and get it crimped.
Oh, this could be. So it makes 10 somethings. So what you're saying is do you put a hot dog in those depressions and then you pour waffle batter?
I think you would put a little waffle batter, put the hot dog, pour more waffle batter, then pull it down.
I get it. So you cover the dog in batter and then you close the lid. Yeah. So the waffle dog is basically a corn dog with waffle batter.
Exactly. And these ones, there's room for a stick. Now, at Casey Drive-In in Honolulu, they didn't come with a stick. You just had to hold it in paper.
Hell
and it
yeah.
had that creepy little
Sticks
creature.
Sticks are for wussies.
Well, you could put your eye out. It's much safer. You don't want to skewer your uvula in your enthusiastic gobbling of the waffle dog.
But now the fudge puppy maker, which is also very similar looking, they call it the machine of a dozen uses.
Count them.
Baked corn dogs, fudge puppies, cheese on a stick, pizza stick, sausage on a stick. Actually, they don't say concoct. They say concoct your own creation.
So wait, they're counting the ones you concoct yourself?
Yeah, they're giving you 5, and they're saying, and then for the rest of them.
Because you if you want to know the rest of them, you got to buy it.
They do mention sausage on a, they seem to have a spelling problem. To sick.
maybe that's the Belgian spelling.
The waffle dogger can make our famous fudge puppies, which they never explain what the hell that is, sausage on a stick, or use your imagination. There are many other items you could create. Huh. It's 1,660 watts. So this is industrial. And it ships the same day.
Yeah.
Only $611 on sale from Detroit Popcorn Company.
I think the shipping is free.
Yeah, well, it ought to be. I'm awfully tempted to buy one of these for the Twit Cottage and just say, concoct your own creation. It's all yours.
Put it on a skik.
Stick it on a skik. For sticks, they prefer the six and six. What is what is it? 6/12. I don't even know what that is. 6/12 stick.
Six. I think they mean what six.
What is that? A 6/12
six
inch.
Six and a half. I think they meant 6.5 and they misplaced.
Oh, they put the slash in the wrong spot.
It's a miracle they're online.
These guys, I think he was drunk when he made this entry. Super setter sticks, although you can use regular setter sticks or even wood sticks or flat sticks. For mix, use Dipsy Dog. It works just fine. It's very folksy. When the three, okay.
It works just fine.
By the way, the entire instructions are on this webpage. Simply.
In case you have one and you lost your book, your little instruction manual.
Fill one of the five cavities level with our Belvarian Belgian waffle mix.
Belvarian!
From the country of Belvaria. Belvarian Belgian waffle mix batter. Next, put one of the white paper setter sticks zero. Is that zero intentional? Really, I swear to God. It's like they just like a monkey typed this. The center stick zero. Oh. Folks, you got to visit this site. It's just, this is DetroitPopcorn.com.
Yeah, I think they were distracted that day.
Into the batter and turn or twist it. Then let the stick rest in the groove. Close the lid tightly and rotate 180 degrees so that the batter. Oh, see, this is like my Belgian waffler. It has the rotation handle. And you do that
there's
immediately.
Something to that, then.
So the batter will fill the two cavities. Uh-huh. The expansion during the cooking process will grasp the stick rather tightly. So careful what you put in there. When the 3-minute cook cycle is over, remove the waffles on a stick, trim off the parting line overflow. They put that in quotes so that you'll know that they don't know what it means either. And repeat. Production is about 5 waffles
Lather
every 3 minutes.
And repeat.
Repeat. I want one of these. They never explain what a fudge puppy is.
Well, you know.
Sounds like something
like
on Urban Dictionary.
Buy it and you'll find out.
I'm going to the Urban Dictionary for the definition. I can tell you right now. I mean, it sounds not.
It just sounds
odd.
I know. Now, Leo, have you ever had a waffle in Hong Kong?
No, I somehow missed that.
Because it's a big street food in Hong Kong.
Is
and
it?
Here, yeah.
Really?
In San Francisco now, they have what are called these. It's a little tiny chain called Eggettes. Eggettes. And they make Hong Kong style waffles. And they look just like the BlackBerry logo, see? But they have.
It is the BlackBerry logo. That's hysterical. Eggettes. They're just like a BlackBerry, only not a phone. And they're.
But so they have another. Edible. It's like a waffle iron. If you go down to the next link, it shows some pictures of it. And. It's that you buy them and then you just put toppings on top.
Oh,
like that.
These are little. They're little puppies.
They are little. Yeah, and then you just sort of
they call
one
them chocolate. They call them egg puffs.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're Eggette waffles. Oh, that looks so good.
They're so.
Do they
good.
Put something in
they make
there
all
or
kinds of flavors? And then you they have all kinds of toppings.
Oh.
And you know they serve like those tapioca drinks at all the Eggettes too. So it's pretty fun to go.
This is really looks really good. So this is in San Francisco too, huh?
Yeah, but they have them. I mean, if you Google Hong Kong style waffle, they'll come up with other ones that are like those are the that's the chain in San Francisco. I'm sure that there's other ones elsewhere, but it's
and then
a
they
big
put
deal.
It in a little in a little paper bag with holes punched in it.
Uh-huh, to let the steam out.
Oh wow, I want one of these. So is there filling in the egg puff or is
no? It's just no, they're not filled. They're just little. You know, pockets of air, but they're delicious and light and fluffy.
Man, does that look good? I could eat about 100 of those.
Well, I have.
You could,
as you can tell,
you
yeah.
get a bag of them.
I know. They're so good. And like I said, you know, you can even have powdered sugar on them, or you could have drizzled chocolate on top, or they have berries and, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's delish.
Wow. That's HongKongLightbox.com that's got that. Wow, that really looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You've won me over. I am now.
Have I now?
I am now in the mood.
Waffle. You're ready to waffle.
What about the Baltimore's new Amish Farmers Market where they have Amish waffles?
Well, this is the thing. There's the Pennsylvania Dutch sort of waffle, chicken and waffles, but they're more of a stewed waffle.
It's got shredded chicken, white gravy, peas, and carrots on a waffle.
On a waffle.
It's like an upside-down chicken pot pie is what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or open-faced chicken pot
pie. Yeah. Okay, that I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if we're going to do an Audible commercial, but I know that...
No, we're not. So they've decided that they're going to abstain from the...
They're missing out.
They are. Now, what's this Gussie's?
Gussie's is a chicken and waffles place that's in the East Bay.
That looks good, too. This looks more gourmet.
Yeah, it's kind of food porn photography.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles have been a tradition since the 1930s. Word has it that the duo became popular in Harlem at a place called Wiles Restaurant, who catered to the late-night partygoers. Oh, this is what you were saying, the jazz crowd.
The jazz cats.
Wow.
And that jazz music.
Man, this is like very... See, when they say mac and cheese, they aren't talking mac and cheese.
Oh, no, yeah, this is not out of the blue box.
That's gourmet. Look at the biscuits. What is that? This is like, hush puppies. Red beans and rice. This is like gourmet soul food.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gussie's. I got to go there.
Yeah.
This is no ordinary chicken waffles. I'm sorry. I'm doing a Gussie's ad.
Well, you know what? You know, I'll tell you. Go to Gussie's, which is supposed to be great. I've never been there. But I am going to, again, give a shout out for Frisco Fried, because not only are they awesome, but down the block, there's a lady who makes homemade pralines, and she also makes all their sugar cookies.
Love pralines.
So it would be sort of a gourmet food tour of the Bayview. If you hit the praline place and Frisco Fried, yum.
And if you happen to be driving around, look for the Waffle Mania truck.
Yeah.
You could see it anywhere. Those do look good. Those are official Belgian waffles from Belgium. Mm-mm-mm. Cammy, you've gave me a hankering. I need some waffles.
You got a waffle Jones.
I got a waffle Jones. Wow.
You got a waffle itch to scratch. And Eggos just ain't going to do it.
No, you know, and now I'm thinking, boy, was that a mistake, Eggos. Not going to do it anymore. No more waffles in a can for me. Because I like waffles. Cammy Blackstone.
All right,
we'll see you next week on Munchcast.